Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, and it is exactly 11:01 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, what a beautiful day it is. It is an amazing day because this is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, while you're tuning in, go ahead and tell a friend. Tell everybody that Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is on live right now, and you never know who's going to be joining us, me, live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So go ahead and tell a friend. Also, know that you could take us with you. We won't hold you up. We want to go with you on your bike ride and your walk, your hike, your workout at the gym. We want to be with you at work. So go ahead and take us with you. All you need is the app. Go ahead and download the app. BBS Radio station, BBS Radio, and go ahead and download the app. And also you can Google BBS Radio state, radio.com, BBSradio.com. And you can also say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio station number one. Or you can go, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and you'll tune in right with us. Oh, yes, we're live streaming right now on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio and Spotify. Okay, so that's why we are 1 million listeners worldwide. And because of you making it happen, I can't thank you enough. You guys rock. You've been rolling with me, growing with me, and I can't thank you enough. 6 years. We started off with just me and a guest listening and talking. Oh, and Doug, he was listening too. So we had two listeners. One was a listener and a guest and me. And we have grown to this magnitude. But I couldn't have done it without you guys. But also, we couldn't have done it without Doug and Don, the owners of BBS Radio, okay? They have been working endlessly to grow this network, and they have been so amazing. So tune in to BBSRadio.com. Download the app. Follow the station. It's so many other talk shows, so much going on. They're expanding, and they're growing, and that's why we're one of the number one talk shows in the world. So thank you so much for the expansion, and I have been rolling right on with these guys. I love it. I love the work ethic. I love the hustle. I love the grind. I love it. What a perfect match. God did that. All right, so enough about us. Let's try to talk about some more of you, okay? We're going to talk about your weather. How about that? We'll go right into it. When today, Washington, D.C. Is 61 degrees right now, mostly sunny. Your high today is going to be 70 and all sunshine today. Detroit, you are 50 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 55 and cloudy today. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 64 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 75 degrees. London, you are 63 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 54 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 61, partly cloudy. Let's go back to Dallas in the United States for a second, because I'll be there November 12th with the church that I belong to, Revelation Church, with Prophet Lovi Elias. He will be there ministering the gospel, and we will be there to support and taking in all that fire with you in Dallas. All right. 63 degrees is mostly cloudy right now in Dallas. The high is going to be 73 degrees and all sunshine. Los Angeles, you are 55 degrees and sunny right now. High today is going to be 81 degrees and sunshine. Atlanta, you are 55 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 70. Let's see. Hawaii, you are 48 degrees. Your high today is going to be 68 and all sunshine. Kenya, you're 90 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 72 degrees. 90 is going to be your high. Thunderstorm, 70% chance of that, so be prepared for that. Australia, 59 degrees. Severe thunderstorms with damaging winds is what you're expected today. So listen, you know, take shelter, cover yourself. 59 degrees, that's your high. Tomorrow you're waking up to 43 degrees, 63 and partly sunny. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 79 degrees and drizzles going on right now with you. 81 degrees is going to be your high today. Sunshine and 64 is what you're waking up to. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow. All sunshine. Portugal, you are 57 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 48 degrees. 63 is going to be your high tomorrow. All sunshine. If I didn't name your state, your nation, your continent, or your country, guess what? It doesn't matter. God is in control and he has the final say always. So no matter what's going on around you, about you, or through you, God is still in control and he loves you so much. And guess what? So do we. So do I. Right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right. We're going to take a sponsorship break and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, now we are here with Ministerial Moment. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on. I'm I always keep it 100 real, always. I can't do nothing but I don't know what's going on with my generation of men. I have really seen a lot of just poor behavior. And I'm not saying it general. Maybe I have. I'm going to say a few because not all men are going through this. But I really believe, coming from a spiritual perspective, I really believe that a lot of men in their late 40s, early 50s have seen some disturbing things concerning women, and they have been hurt. They have been maybe abused emotionally, abandoned maybe by their mom. I don't know what's happening, but the disrespect that I have seen and heard with men around my age with women is just totally unacceptable. I don't understand it. And then they have wives, right? Or they're dating. And I'm thinking they're dating someone or married to someone that they wish their mom was like, or someone that they need nurturing from. But there's so much anger that the very people outside of that that may remind them of their childhood or their teenage years or that trauma from that first broken heart, that anger and that frustration is laying dormant. And I have seen it explode. It's just totally unacceptable. Let me just say this. We all have something. We've all gone through something. We've all experienced some kind of trauma, one way or the other. We've all experienced hurt. We've all been some kind of rejection or even disrespected. But there has to come a time in our life that we have to do self-inventory. It's time to get that subconscious healed, that soul healed, that brokenness healed in that heart. It's really time for us to get that healed. And for us to move in our life, you know, unaffected. See, it would be foolish. And the devil just wants us to think that we can just go on and we can manipulate these things. We can, you know, control them. But they have a way of coming up. I'm telling you. That's why it's called laying dormant. Because when things arise that triggers that anger, hurt, pain, that ill feeling rises up and the attack is on a person that has nothing to do with your life. Don't even know you, have never even spent time with you, haven't even gotten to know your name. And that's the area that needs to be healed so bad, because you want to be able to have healthy relationships, not seem like you have two sides to you, two different personalities. You want to be whole. That's why I love God for giving me this whole concept of walking in this journey, sharing my journey with you all, because it's been a walk of wholeness, mind, body, and soul. Everything you see is real. Everything that I have put on my social media, that I have talked about, is really my walk. Coming from a mess to a miracle, born into sin, transformed into destiny. I have shared only what I have known personally. And I'm telling you, I know with all of the trauma that I have gone through, I have seen that the way I have seen things or experienced things through my childhood has affected the way I see things and express ways and deal with people even today. So I know that God has done a tremendous work in healing me from the beginning to now. And it's so important. I've seen my whole vision change. Like, I don't, like, everybody's not the person that hurt me. Everybody is not the person that abused me. So going through the deliverance process, you know, going through the healing process of that, you know, so now I can see people the way they are, and even to heal so much and have forgiven so much, I have been able to see people the way God sees them. So now I'm not affected by the way they act or the way, you know, they speak, or all I can see is a hurt little boy or a hurt little girl, or, you know, someone that needs deliverance, that needs healing. And I have compassion for them because I've been through there, and I understand, because I know that God can heal first and foremost. We just have to do the work. But this lashing out on people, on each other, we have to get that together. It's just not right, especially for men. I want to speak directly to the men. I want you guys to really, whomever this is for, to really, really, really tap into this healing process, because not only has it has, you know, hindered or even, you know, caused you even more hurt and pain and disappointment, it is hindering you from moving forward. Believe you me, even if you're successful now, there's so much more success for you if you just allow God to come in and prepare the way for you. You cannot go further wounding people and then, you know, and being two-faced. One minute you're nice, one minute, you know, you're okay, and then the next minute you're, you know, you're angry and you're upset. It is time for wholeness, to heal mind, body, and soul. You know, I would suggest, you know, working out, you know, getting closer to God, you know, reading the Bible, seeking counsel even, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with seeking counsel. You know, do your research, find out if they believe in God, if you want to, you know, a believer to be your therapist, you know, but do the work, because there's so much more for you to do. And God will not allow anyone to abuse his people. He will not. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He is not pleased with the mental abuse, the, you know, emotional abuse, the anger lashing. He is not. If you are doing any of that, especially in this time during this pandemic, where so much is going on, so much fear, so much anger, so much accusation, so much, all of it, a mess. You know, this is a time right now for you to get solid, sturdy in the word, sturdy in your faith, sturdy in your relationship with God. This is the time right now to do that. Repent, you know, turn from it by going to God and repenting and getting your healing. I'm telling you, it is so important. I mean, he did it for me. I know he'll do it for you. And it's not even like you're doing it on purpose. It's just, it's in there laying dormant, and anything that triggers that thing will cause an effect. So I encourage you, take it from me. You can look through all of my social media. You can see my tears. You can see my shortcomings. You can see me get up. You can see all of the work that God has done. You know, you can get my books, read about it. I mean, I'm very transparent. Because I really believe that is a gift, to be transparent, because the Bible says that the word from your testimony will set many free. And I don't want anybody to go through any of the things that I went through. I don't want anybody to have, you know, the emotional instability that I had, you know, the negative thoughts and, you know, things like that, and seeing things the way I used to see. I don't want anybody to be tormented like that. I don't want the enemy to torment anybody like that. So I have just been gifted to, and with the grace to just be transparent. And I'm telling you now, if I see it, I'm going to say it, because I want you to be healed. I want you to get your deliverance. And, you know, you can call me, contact me at drginarprince@gmail.com. I'll work with you. You know, we could do deliverance. We can do counsel. You know, we could do that. You know, if you want to do fitness, we can do, add that in there. I mean, because it's all about mind, body, and soul wholeness. Okay. All right. So men, we need you. We love you. I don't know what nobody else is saying. I don't know what no other woman is telling you, but I know we need you. We need you. We want you, and we want you healed, strong, whole. We want you, we want you just good. You know, we want you feeling good. We want you to talk good, think good. We want you. And I love you. And I know that it's a lot of women out there that wants to, you know, they're saying, yeah, because they love you too. You know, we don't want you broken. We don't want you. We got a lot to deal with. You got the world to deal with. You got the, you know, communities to deal with. You got the government to deal with. And there's a lot to deal with. So we want you healed and whole to be able to withstand other things. You know what I mean? Not the past, but, you know, moving boldly in your present. Okay. So I just want you to know that, man, we love you. You're my brother. One of y'all, my husband, I don't know, but one of y'all, somebody out there. But I'm just saying, we are loving you and we want you whole. All right. All right, you guys, this has been Ministerial Moment. Let me just pray over you guys for a second. Father, in Jesus' name, you have created man, Father God, in your image, Lord God. You have created them, Lord God, to be the head and not the tail. You have created them, Lord God, to be prosperous in all things, even as their soul prospers. You have created them, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God, and you will answer them, Lord, to have a relationship with you, to be one with Jesus as Jesus is one with you. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the impartation that is taking place in them right now. Lord, we love your men, okay? We love them. And we want you to, Lord God, exemplify your glory through them. In Jesus' name, let your beauty shine over them. And we just speak divine protection. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And they shall fulfill their destiny in its entirety. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. This has been Ministerial Moments, and we'll be right back with Dr. Heather.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
All right, this is pretty simple. You just say anything you want. And then you close off by saying, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. In that same cadence, by the way. I'm joking. You ready?
Yeah, one more time, please.
You say whatever you want. And then in exactly the same cadence, I'm joking once again, say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You ready?
Hey, it's your man, Tony Winters, the screenwriter, the producer, the director, and the actor. But that's not important right now. I want everyone to listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I love Tony Winters. He's from Detroit. That is, I'm so glad God crossed our paths. He's so cool. All right. All right. So now we have Dr. Heather. Come talk to me now, because gotcha. Kinchlow, Dr. Heather Kinchlow, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Wow, well, you got a mouthful this morning.
Amen. I had to address the elephant in the room.
And you did. That you did.
Well, listen, Dr. Kinchlow, I'm so glad to have you on today. I know that you and I have crossed paths. I've taken interest in what you're doing, and you're helping people. Also, you have a talent and a gift to help people, even, you know, with their minds and things like that. I love this book, One-on-One Daily Mindset Tools to Release the Full Power of You. Talk about it, girl.
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for how you're empowering other people. I feel so honored to be a part of your community today. And the fact that there are so many things that we can do. As you were talking earlier, I started jotting down some notes, because what came to my heart is that people don't realize that as soon as you make a choice, you release and secrete chemicals on the inside of you. So not only are you damaging other people, you're doing it to yourself. We have something on the inside of us called telomeres. Those telomeres are at the ends of your DNA. I heard Will Smith say one day that he was being examined, and they found out that his telomeres were much younger than his actual biological age. Those telomeres will unravel according to the anxiety, the frustration, the hell you put other people through or yourself through.
Hey.
And so you might be 40 years old biologically, but your telomeres could be 60 years old because of the lifestyle that you've been living. And so it is imperative that we do mind management. It takes 21 days. It takes three sets of 21 days. And if you really want to lock it in, 100 days to be very mindful of what you're sending out into the atmosphere. So I'm going to get off my soapbox on that, but I had to address that as you were sharing about those misogynistic acts, because it's in the atmosphere and people have to decide, am I going to receive that or reject that in my life? I'm not going to treat people in a nefarious, awful way just because I can, just because I wear the pants. No, it is now literally destroying and unraveling your internal neurological systems.
Wow. Now, you know what? Now, see, that is really good to know. See, people don't realize that. And so when they're reacting in that way, say that again, it's actually projecting what when they have that anger and they release all of that toxicity, what is that doing now?
So as soon as you make a decision, this is a gift from God, but it can go either way on you. As soon as you make a decision for something, it's like you're strapping into a chair, getting ready to go on a roller coaster. You're either going to accelerate upward or you're going to decline and go downward. A chemical is released on the inside of your body. It secretes through your DNA and through your 100 trillion neuron connections. That is either going to destroy your organs. It's either going to put toxicity in your mindset, in your brain, and it is going to impede your progress in the long run. Might not look like it right away, but you are literally killing neurons. You're destroying
them. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you think you're doing something to someone else. Mm-hmm. Or if you go towards the positive thing, then you're secreting dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine. You're empowering yourself to move forward and accomplish the goals that are in your heart. So that it's the same chemical, but it switches according to you.
Wow, that is mind-blowing. Who knew? Well, I'm glad. See, you know, God knows everything. He had you come on the show and have me talk about that, and that's so on time. So thank you for that. I mean, I'm taking notes, and I'm just, that is so good to know the other part, the reality of what's going on medically, you know?
Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah. Dr. Heather, this has been amazing. Tell us about the book. Tell us about, I mean, first of all, tell everybody exactly what kind of doctor you are. Let's go there before we get into the book.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and so I have am a doctor of thought and metacognition, and also have studied neuroscience, adding that into working with those in education and also with entrepreneurs and individuals that just want to shift to the next level. When I began to do my studies, I began to see why, because this was my personal life, that my mindset was not matching my degrees, my habits, and I was on an emotional roller coaster.
Yes, that's what we talked about. Talk about it. Go ahead. That's what I said earlier. Go ahead. Because people need to know that. They think it's just them. Yeah. They don't know. They don't know that it. And really, honestly, they don't even know that that's a problem. They've lived with that so much. They just say, that's just the way I am. So talk about it, doctor.
Yeah. So that emotional roller coaster that I realized was emotional and financial roller coaster. I'm not sure. I'm getting some feedback. I don't know if it's me or you. But anyway, I just saw that in my marriage, in my raising my children, in my career. And even as a woman of faith, growing up in a Christian home, still being on this emotional roller coaster and just trying to pray things away. And you mentioned earlier, it's okay to get godly counsel.
Yes.
And that is needed. And so the Lord really began to say to me, Heather, you're going to have to confront these issues, not just pray them away. Because I was damaging my neurological system. And so he began to say, be consciously aware of the thoughts that come into your heart, or internally or external, and don't let any thought go unchecked. Don't let thoughts go unchecked. Are you here to strengthen me or to destroy me? Even little things sometimes we say to one another jokingly, we can't afford to do that. There's something that was written in Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, I love her work, that she said, if you knew how powerful your thoughts were, you would never think another negative thought about yourself or others.
Mm. I know that's right, because it's in our mouth. We have to be careful about the things that we say. And really, it's when that, and that's why I pointed out about getting our soul healed, you know, mind, body, and soul, because it's so important, because literally what we feel or what we've seen, it comes out, you know, it does come out from within. And so that part has to be healed so we can change our dialogue. You know, when we speak, in order to change the dialogue, it has to be healed within. And one of the things, yeah, it has to be. So, yeah, that this is good. Good stuff. So you knew then after your healing, so yes, to finish the rest of it.
So, yeah. So I began to seek the Lord about this, and he began to talk to me about my paradigm, talk to me about real transformation, sustainable change. And sustainable change has to go down to the subatomic level, the paradigm levels. When you were born, and that's why I created this workbook, this transformational journal, for you to be able to look through page upon page, to write every day, not only in your dominant hand, but in your non-dominant hand, to push you to feel the need for the change and the struggle of the change. And as I began to do that, I saw that you ask yourself questions. Why did I do that? Why do I continue to do that? And sometimes you say, I don't know. It's because of the paradigms that were put on the inside of you up to the third and fourth generation. You carry DNA from the third and the fourth generation. Those genes, that DNA in the inside those chromosomes, they lay dormant until you agree with them. Mm-hmm. Say if you had a family member that was super highly intelligent, loved music, whatever, you could release that part of the DNA and allow that to work in your life. Mm-hmm. But if there was someone that was misogynistic, that had a very tainted past, that's locked in your DNA. The good news is, it lays dormant until you agree with it.
Right. And that's good.
We have something in us called epigenetics, like an epic movie, epic night out. It is above the genetics. It is a gift from God that you don't have to stay in that mucky muck, in that mess. You can override the genes. Mm-hmm. You get to decide. You are not locked. Dr. Rudolph Tanzi from Harvard University, a neuroscientist, said you are the user of the brain, and you get to program how much wealth you want, the career you want, how much of God you want, how much kindness you want. You are the programmer. Mm-hmm. You are not stuck. You are not a victim. You do not have to treat people in that manner. You get to decide. As soon as you make a decision, two things happen. Chemicals are released, and also electromagnetic vibrations come through your very self and start to draw to you the people, places, circumstances, situations to overtake you and to become a part of your life.
So let me just tell you this. So with that being said, you can use therapy or even a coach or a counselor that will be able to really help navigate you over the hurdles. Because even when your mind is made up to know that, you have to live it. You know, you have to begin to make it a part of your daily lifestyle. It's like if you wanted to go on a diet and you change your diet and your nutrition and your food, you would have to change constantly daily your way of thinking. So saying it one time, you know, you're hyped up in a service, or even right now you're listening to this and it's like, yeah, you know, you need to keep that going every day. And sometimes it's difficult for you to do it on your own. That's why Absolutely. Counselors and therapists and things like that is not for you to lean on them. It's for you to mm-hmm. get that help to keep you going, to finish your race, okay? So you can do That's it on right. your own. So I want you to be motivated and inspired by what you're hearing, but I also want you to take the necessary steps to win. You know what I mean? So do everything you would do to win, and get that coach, get that, you know, counselor, that therapist, whatever, however deep you want to go. Because, you know, a coach is That's not right. going to go as deep as a therapist. And a therapist, a counselor is going to probably, especially if they're a Christian counselor, they're going to go all the way in, talking about some deliverance mm-hmm. and some scriptures. They're going to go in. So, you know, which, you know, certified therapists are not, they can only go but so far because they are licensed under government restrictions. But a counselor, a Christian counselor, can go all the way in and cast out demons. Okay, we can take it all away, but all of it is whatever you're ready for. You can do them in layers. You can get a coach, then get a therapist, then get, you can do whatever you need to do, but do something to help you navigate so you are able to pick up yourself and walk and run this journey successfully. So I love that. Dr. Heather, this was amazing. Yeah. I want to talk about real quick before we go. So you gave that suggestion, and that is so powerful. Now, how did you come across with, you know, what do you think rather about the pandemic and what's going on mentally with folk right now?
Right. I really think that it's put people into, there's three stages of stress. The first level of stress is good. You've got to get a project done. I know I'm having a party. I have to plan. That's good. The second one is fair, but it's starting to go down deeper where you're getting into fight, flight, or freeze, and you have anxiety and you're concerned. But that third level puts us into chronic stress where you're afraid of everything. Everything is aggravating you, frustrating you. You don't know if you should go out. You're afraid of people, those we should be around. You're listening to the news. It puts you in a terror state. And I believe that's what's happening unless you know how to begin to stop the thoughts for a minute, calm down, and then grab a new thought. It's really, in neuroscience, it talks about going into a default mode network. That means that you shut down for a minute the external that's coming in so that you can go to the quiet on the inside of you, the peaceful place. You shut down that nervous amygdala, because if you're in your high emotions, you have now shut off the reasoning part of yourself to make quality decisions. So I just believe we've got a society that is in that place. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I was saying I love that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you off your thought. I was saying I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
And so that's why, for one thing, that I do have classes that I meet with people just to get your mind right. Because if your mind is off, mindset is really everything, I believe. And also, of course, spending that quality time with God. I have that meeting with God in the morning. Then I will listen to something that's going to help me be on my game in my craft, my exercising, and then getting to work. And so I just like to encourage people, that's one of my things right now, is to dust off your goals, your prophecies, your dreams, resurrect them today. Shut off the external noise for a minute so that you can go deep down on the inside of you where the eternal lives, and you can find some solace and peace and some solutions. You have been put on this planet right now during this time. You could have been born during the Elizabethan time, but you weren't. You were born now because you have a solution on the inside of you that is supposed to be for the greater good of humanity. If it's not, then you need to check yourself and go back to the drawing board and discover and develop and unpack who you really are to serve people well.
That is so good. That is so good. Please tell everybody, you have been amazing. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Sure. So you can follow me on Instagram as Dr. Kinchlow. That's K-I-N-C-H-L-O-W. I'm on Facebook as well under the same thing, Dr. Kinchlow, K-I-N-C-H-L-O-W. And you can email me at mbamotivates@gmail.com. I'd love to have you collaborate, talk, maybe join a class, and let's get busy to really change ourselves to live higher. I just believe I had a dream, Dr. Gina, where there were people living up higher on the planet. And I remember asking in my dream, is that heaven? And the voice responded and said, no, these people have learned how to live above the fray. These people have learned how to live a high life, and it's available for you and me. And the second part of the dream was that there was an emaciated burger on the ground. I was had an insatiable hunger. I remember holding myself and crying out, I will no longer eat from the ground. If you want to go higher in life, if you want to match the potential that's on the inside of you, you're going to have to eat higher. In doing that, you're going to get deliverance, you're going to get unlocked, and you're going to be able to serve well.
Hey, that's so good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Heather Kinchlow. You are amazing. Go and follow her. Go and, connect with her so you can find out everything that she has going on. Look into her so you can get a copy of her 101 Daily Mindset Tools to release the full power of you, not in you, but of you. I love that word, wording. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. And we got to have you on again another time. I'll be in touch with you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. And then we got gospel house music mixed by DJ Dave Spivey. We'll be right back with it right after these messages.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Hello, everyone. It's Tara Carissa Hodges. I am so excited. I am speaking so much life, happiness, joy, and abundance all over you. And now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Me on
my God. DJ Dave Spivey, what a blessing. Oh, my goodness. I love me some DJ Dave Spivey. He brings the fire every single time. What a blessing. Thank you so much for the Gospel House Mix, DJ Dave Spivey. You absolutely rock. Go and follow him on Instagram at DJ underscore Spivey underscore radio. Go and follow him right now. DJ underscore Spivey underscore radio. And he's also on YouTube, you guys. He is blowing it up worldwide. It's just such an honor for him to take the time and bless us with the mix. All right, you guys, listen, what a marvelous show today. It just kind of flowed, didn't it? I love that. We have had Dr. Heather Kinslow. We had DJ Dave Spivey and Ministerial Moment. So what's on my mind? What's on my mind is that everything that you heard today, do something with it. Take it and do something with it. Don't just hold it, but use it. Okay, and be blessed by it, you guys, and watch the fruit. You know what I said? I said, you know, people talk about fruit all the time, but you know what, Lord? I want you to plant me where I am, where my roots is growing and my fruit is growing at the same time. Okay, that's how supernatural and how faithful my Father is, that he will plant me where the water is running and I can I can grow my roots and fruit at the same time. Come on now. That's the kind of God we serve. All right. Well, listen, I want you to go ahead and be blessed today. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you so much. What a great big old kiss. Mwah! Right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.